Regina Celi,
up till now we have looked at, since yesterday we looked at how completely our Blessed Lady's will is united with that of God. How much she's the only, no one more than she was conformed to his will, always. And now we look at how we can too unite our wills with God. And we are looking here today at the formula that St. Maximilian gives for sanctity, becoming saints, which he taught in a very particular way, actually, to his novices. To the novices, he would write on the blackboard a formula. He was quite a mathematician. And he wrote it in a formula. You would see capital W plus small w equals capital S. That was the formula. The capital W is the will of God. The small w is our wills. And the capital S is sanctity. So there he explains the formula. You know, are we God's will? We unite that with our wills, we become saints. And he would use that not only for the novices, but for all of his friars at the friary he found in Upakalinov in Poland, where there were actually nearly 800 friars at its peak. It was the world's largest single community at that time. And he would use very many examples of this, but trying to show how it is that uniting our wills with our Blessed Lady is the same as uniting our wills with God. Because no one is more conformed to his will, God's will, than she. So necessarily by uniting our wills with hers, giving ourselves completely to her, and that's what our consecration is all about, we are uniting his will, our wills, with his, with God's as well. And so, what St. Maximilian teaches us then is that we should seek always to unite our wills as she did, giving our fiat as she did at the Annunciation to the Archangel Gabriel, who was the messenger who brought that will to God. He's the one that brought the message that she was to be the Mother of God. And she gave her fiat. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And so the prayer is, well, our Lord Saint is teaching it then, let us, in our prayer, in everything, seek to do the same thing, to respond in the same way. Behold, your hand servants, behold, let it be done to me according to your will, always, to God. Through our Blessed Lady. Now, and thus St. Maximilian always taught, there is the easiest way to do it, the most beautiful, the most easiest way, and the quickest way, through the Mother, through our most blessed Mother. Now the next question comes then is, how is it that she makes sanctity so easily, so easy? Well, how can she make it so easy? By the fact that she's the mediatrix of all graces. She is full of grace. She is the mediatrix of all graces. Therefore, we are seeking those graces from her as we make our consecration to her. All right, to be able to conform to his will, always. As we've seen, because she is so united to the Holy Spirit, and that she is as such, all the graces that come to us come through her. The Holy Spirit does not act except through her. So it becomes easy to become holy, to achieve sanctity, because when we stay close to and ask for the graces we need, we're asking them from the one whose very job it is to give us those graces. That's what Our Lady's work is now, as our Mother, to extend, bestow on us the graces we need. Recall from the cross our Lord gave her to us as our mother and entrusted to her the order of mercy, thus to be able to bestow all graces on us. And the example here to give a better idea is the miraculous medal, where we see her with her arms extended and the graces coming from the rings on her fingers. And this is how she showed herself to St. Catherine Laboure, asking to have this medal struck. And the saint also noticed there were rings on her fingers from which nothing came. And she asked, well, what are those? She said, those are the graces I have to offer, but nobody asks for them. Remember, we saw also we have a free will. We have to make the choice. So we have to ask for those graces. And remember, we are asking then from the mother, the queen mother, our mother. And she is waiting to bestow them all on us. We will ask her. And so St. Maximilian teaches us then that his way is not just simply to ask for those graces, but to allow her to take us completely into her hands, to give ourselves completely to her. All right, so as to make us, through her, channels of those graces to the whole world. So we become, we are being sanctified ourselves, and we become channels in turn to the whole world. By being simply her docile instruments in her hands. And thus we can be those channels also for those graces to all souls. And St. Maximilian teaches all souls that will come to be all that are, all that will be to the end of time. All souls. Today's prayer, come Holy Spirit, living in Mary, unite my will to the will of the Immaculata, which is one with your will.